Iran threatens to expand Gulf strikes to deprive U.S. and allies of oil for years. By Kurt Sindelka on April 7, 2026. The Islamist Iranian regime's military threatened to expand its strikes against Persian Gulf energy facilities and U.S. interests in the wake of President Donald Trump threatening to unleash American firepower against the country's infrastructure. With President Trump's Tuesday evening deadline for a ceasefire approaching, Tehran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, military force vowed further attacks on American bases and interests in the Persian Gulf region and the Strait of Hormuz. In a statement reported by the regime-backed Tasnim news agency, the IRGC warned that it will attack infrastructure in the region to deprive America and its allies of oil and gas in the region for years. The foolish leaders of America, who have thrown all their interests at the feet of the Zionists, do not even have the power to calculate what important assets of theirs are in the crosshairs of our fighters against the attack on our infrastructure, they said. The IRGC added that if the American terrorist army crosses the red lines, our response will be beyond the region. We are not and will not initiate attacks on civilian targets, but we will not hesitate to retaliate against vicious attacks on civilian facilities. It comes as President Trump has threatened to strike bridges, power plants and other Iranian infrastructure by 8 p.m. on Tuesday evening if the remaining regime does not agree to a ceasefire and to ensure the safe passage of oil through the Strait of Hormuz. On Tuesday morning, Trump warned that a whole civilization will die tonight unless the regime capitulates to American demands. "I don't want that to happen, but it probably will," Trump wrote on Truth Social. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionarily wonderful can happen, WHO knows. We will find out tonight, one of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world, he continued. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. God bless the great people of Iran. Meanwhile, reports emerged on Tuesday morning from Iranian sources claiming that explosions were heard on Karg Island, through which around 90% of Iranian oil exports pass. Some have suggested that it may indicate that President Trump's deadline was a deception to catch the regime off guard. However, at the time of this reporting, it remains unclear whether the purported explosions were linked to U.S. military actions. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to Sindelka@Breitbart.com.